Hey guys, thank you so much for following me on my journey. This is another episode. I hope you will enjoy it. And I don't know why I'm sounding like a YouTube personality, but let's just go with it. All right, cool. So this episode is actually has been a while in the making. If you're listening to this and you're my friend, I probably asked you to define what it means for you to be free. Like, are we truly free? You know, that was a question I asked. Are we truly free? How do you know we're truly free? You know, yeah. So what's your definition of being truly free? How do you know when you're really free? Are you free? That's the question I asked, basically. And so, you know, I asked my friends, I asked people anyways, and people responded to me. So I'm just going to simply just answer, like read out their responses. Obviously everything's anonymous, so I'm not going to talk about who said what. I'm going to read out their responses, and then I'm going to add my two cents into it, right? Okay, so once someone said, my definition of being truly free is knowing that you can make a decision without fear of real or implied retribution. I will know when I'm free when I can choose to do something and not worry about what people will say or do. I'm not free yet, but I'm getting there. Honestly, I don't think anyone is actually free. Everyone has that thing in their brain that says, what will this person or these people think if... And I was like, that is so true, because this is exactly how I feel. Okay, I've buried the lead, whatever. This is exactly how I feel. You know, I feel like when I'm free is when I can make a decision without, like, fear. Like, it's not like, oh, there's no retribution. It's like, you're not afraid of the fallout. You're like, fallout or not, you know, this is my decision, this is what I'm going to do. You're not thinking, like, in this context of being human, you cannot completely erase the voices of your friends, your family, co-workers, I don't know, your boss, I don't know, other people, you know, that have some form of influence over you. You cannot completely erase their voice from your head, you know. So when you're truly free is when you can minimize the voices and just be like, this is what I'm doing. Like, I'm not saying don't pay attention to what people have to say and don't listen to advice. I'm just saying, end of the day, truth of the matter is, you are the one in it. You are the one that's going to make the decision that is best for you. You know, everybody has always, people try to say there's a one size fits all, whatever, for success. But, you know, recently you've come to realize that there are different paths to success. You know, success is just like a maze. You know those crazy mazes, like there's the center and there's like multiple ways, like, well, not like labyrinth, because labyrinth is like you're never getting out, but like a maze in which there's a center and which you exit. You know, so like there's different access points, entry points. You know, two of you can even start at the same entry point, and then one person goes left and another person goes right, and you guys arrive at the same destination. Maybe at different times, but you guys arrive there, because success is different for different people. And you know, so there's that. I don't believe anybody is truly free either. Not just because of the voices in your head, but also because of the fact that we're always trying to count the cost. And while it is wise to count the cost, you know, sometimes it does rob us of making those bold, brave steps, because we've so much counted the cost that we feel like the price is too high for us to pay. So then some people are not willing to pay the price for their dream. Like for me, you know, I can definitely say I'm not free. There's some prices that I'm not willing to pay. Sleepless nights, no. Why? Because you need sleep. I cannot pay sleepless nights. You know, I can't just have like sleepless nights because you want to, you know, nah. Like if I have one sleepless night a week or something, okay, fine. Like if it's for doing something, yes. But if I just like stop sleeping because of a dream, nah, to me that's just not it, you know. So there's some prices that even I'm not willing to pay. You know, everybody has a stop. Well, not everybody. I feel like some people, they have no stop. You know, like when you talk about Alibaba that got rejected so many times and stuff. You know, I'm just like, ha, God. Rejection is painful. I feel like I've been rejected more times than Alibaba anyways. But I feel like most people have now at this point, when you apply for jobs online, right? Rejection, just like... It's like rain from heaven, just like, ooh, rain of rejection just washes over you. You deal with it and you move on. Okay, Okay, so that's the first one we've heard. Let's go to the next one, which is kind of very macabre. So it says, no one is ever truly free. Your thoughts keep you prisoner. Our daily survival keeps us prisoners. You get hungry and you have to take an action. The dead are truly free. And I was like, whoa. I actually wrote, wow, that's kind of macabre, but true, you know? Absolute freedom, like true freedom, I don't believe is accomplishable in the sense of being free to make your choices, being free to do whatever you want to do, because all actions have consequences. So while you can say technically you're free, but the consequences may make you not free, you know, so like, yeah. Yeah, you get hungry after an action. That is true, man. Like, you know, you decide what to do, whatever, then when the hunger strikes you, then you have to do something that kind of enslave you, if you think that having a job is slavery, you know, which I don't think it is, but some jobs make it seem like slavery, because seriously. But I feel like this person is right in that no one is ever truly free, and your thoughts that keep you prisoner. So basically you limit yourself by how far you can think. The sky is the limit, starting point, whatever you want to say, but the, you know, like, you know, when you say blue sky ideas, they mean like, you know, just throw everything, just go for it, you know. When you don't do that, you have to think inside the box, think outside the box. I mean, I'm a very inside the box thinker. If you give me a box, I'm going to think inside that box. There's just no way I will think outside the box. You give me the box, like, that's the kind of person I am. It's very, very hard for you to give me parameters, and I'll be like, I don't think I've ever, like, you know, in class situation that they give you a challenge, a problem, that this is the problem, this is the whatever is, okay, give me any kind of answer. It's very, very rare that I would come up with something that's not inside the parameters that you gave me, because I'm like, huh? So yeah, the dead are truly free. I don't believe that, because when you're dead, you're not free, because when you're dead, you really cannot do anything anymore, so you're not really free. That's the reason why I won't agree with that part, but, you know, in the sense of, then you have no obligations, no thoughts to hold you back or whatever, you know, then yeah. If after death there's more life in which you get to make choices and stuff, it'll be easier, because there's no repercussions, you're already dead, you just do whatever you want to do, you know. That'll be fun. That would be truly, truly fun. Okay, on to the next one. Next one is, okay, so some person said that, yes, I am free, I feel free, I'm able to make my own decisions and live with the consequences. There are, of course, things I know I cannot do because I do not want to live with the consequences. For example, I don't always want to go to work, but I go because I know I need to earn my keep on this expensive earth. I don't feel like a slave to my job, though, because I have the freedom to change my job if I know I want something different. You know, okay. Obviously, I know all these people, so I can kind of see where they're coming from when they give me these definitions. For the most part, I don't know all of them well enough to 100% know where they're coming from, but yeah, I kind of agree, you know, with that definition of freedom for her. So obviously everyone has a definition of freedom. I don't think anything's right or wrong. The first one was just more close to mine, because that's how I think of freedom, you know, free to make your choices. And this person says she feels, this person says they're free to make their own choices and live with the consequences, which is great, you know. I don't think there's any like absolute freedom. So like this person, you know, rightly stated, you know, they go to work not always because they want to, but because they know that they need to earn their keep on this earth. You know, things cost money. If you're gonna do anything, you need to have money. So for that reason, you have to go to work. And the person doesn't feel like a slave because they can change their job if that's what they want to do. That's an amazing feeling to have. It's an amazing, you know, place to be at. I'm looking forward to getting there. Well, okay, I'm not going to be in the job field long, but I'm looking forward to getting to the point in which people would want me. Like, I wouldn't have to look, you know, apply for jobs. People would just like, oh, can you know, hi, this position, are you interested? And I'm like, oh god, it didn't know, but ah, is it like, is it the money, like we can go higher, you know? Oh god, when, you know, beautiful. But yeah, I'm trying something new with this episode. I'm just gonna break everything down into like different little segments. I don't know if it works or not, let me know. Thanks. Okay, and another one, because I said, no, I'm not free, I'm not. Truth is, freedom in itself is never absolute, which is basically all I've been saying this whole time. Freedom is not absolute. You can never be 100% free, I don't believe, until you're dead. And unfortunately, when you're dead, you no longer make decisions, so it really sucks. You know, once again, I know this person, I know why they're saying they're not free, you know. I will answer, you know, the questions at the end, like, you know, I'll answer like the question I asked that people answered. But so far, like, I can see where they're coming from, and I agree with, you know, what they're saying for the most part. Okay, someone says, knowing what you're free from is a major factor. There are so many facts of freedom that simply generalizing it might be detrimental. What might be free in one area but captive in the other? And I was like, that is actually so true. Someone else said it's like something similar, which is, I don't think there's such a thing as being truly free. You can be free from something specific, but not in a sense of true freedom. You know, and I like this aspect of it, in which, like, okay, you know, you're free in your thoughts, but, you know, maybe you're not free in your actions. Maybe you're free in this side, but you're not free in that side. You know what I mean? Like, just, okay, let me think. You're free to have whatever kind of job you want. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're free to, like, you know, if you apply for jobs, you usually get jobs and stuff. But maybe you're not free in how you think about yourself. Maybe you have low self-esteem, or you suffer from having negative thoughts or something, and then you're not really free in your mind. Your mind is captive because you have all these negative thoughts that you have to fight on your regular, you know. Or okay, I'm thinking, it's hard. Like, for example, like, I'm very free in my thoughts, in that, like, in my head, the sky is the limit. I can think of whatever. If I can, you know, if you can dream it, you can achieve all kind of things. If your thoughts and your dreams are power, and if you just dream it and it comes to life, oh my life, huh? This would be so different. Tears. Anyways, you know, unfortunately, you now got to work it into existence. So we're in the working it phase, believing God as well that, you know, it would be for the good, and not, you know, and that it would come to fruition the way that I am praying and hoping it will. So yeah, you can be free in one area and be in bondage in another area. So that's a very good one. Then, so I'm just going to add this last one, because this person also said something similar. The word free can be personalized and means different things to different people. For me, being free means being able to be mentally free, emotionally free, knowing what you stand for, have a good sense of judgment. When the mind is free, freedom is achieved, not given. Okay, so this person is saying that freedom is something that you work towards. It's not something that you just get, right? It's something that you strive for, you know. So you all start from a place of bondage. It could be a fun bondage, it could be a very unfun bondage, you know. I'm not talking about when you're a child, you know, and you're being parented, right? Your parents could be fun parents that, you know, not just fun, but, like, you know, they discipline you and everything, but everything is just in a very loving environment. Like, I have this friend, oh my gosh, when she describes her, you know, when you see her with her parents and everything, wow, okay? Talk about goals. It's really amazing to see this kind of people, you know. You're just like, wow, like, you know. Then you hear other people's stories. Oh, their father was not even around, you know, their father left them when they were a baby, stuff like that, you know. I just, like, you feel, you know, like, now, you know, there's a whole nature versus nurture debate, in which you know, they say that, is it your nature, like, are you just inherently good or bad, which I don't believe that anybody's absolute, you know. because I've seen people that I just thought so negatively of them, and then they do good things. So I had to like reorient my brain, and like my brain was like, is this person good or bad? Like, we have to decide. And it's like, no, you don't have to decide. Actually, this person, it has good parts and has bad parts. You know, I have good parts and I have bad parts. I have a temper, but when I get angry, oh my god. And I get angry, like, I just, when I even say what I say when I'm angry, after I'm like, wait, what, how did, what? And when the anger comes, people are by surprise, like, when I'm driving and people are doing rubbish, oh my god, Lord help me, you know, I'm gonna help them because I say things that I'm like, I don't wind down to say it to them, I just say it in my car, like, this person is a blah, 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 and no, trust me, it's not safe language, that's why I just say blah, 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 but yeah, it's really the Lord has to help me. The Lord has to help me for sure. Okay, and here's one definition. One answer to the question by someone who took a different approach. So hers was more from the faith in God angle, you know. So, you know, she's saying that I just have to read this properly. The freedom in knowing Jesus basically is the summary of that. The freedom in knowing Jesus, knowing that when you have issues or anything, you know, you go to God. You go to God for peace, for advice, for everything you really need. Because really, God is the source of everything. You know. So what this person is basically saying is, when you get to the point in which you can always go to God for an answer, knowing that he'll provide that answer for you, you know. So, and I say yes, you know, the Bible does say who the Son sets free is free indeed. So when you know who you are in God, when you know God, when you know God's power in your life, really the power that God can have in your life if you let him have full reign, you know, when you are aware of the fact that you are limited as a human being and that there's only so much you can do, and that, you know, God can do everything and anything exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think, you know. So the best that I'll be saying, being free is attaining total peace that I can do only in Jesus, you know. So when you're attaining total peace, peace does not mean absence of issues or anything like that, right? Peace just means that no matter what you're going through, your heart is at rest. You're at rest. You know that everything is going to be okay. You know, in as much as money is not in your account, or maybe, you know, you're still single and you really don't want to be single, or you're trying to do a business or something and it's not working out, or you have some friends that you've realized are not the right friends for you. Just whatever it is, you know, trying to get a job, struggling in your relationships, you know, struggling with, like, any kind of relationship, friendship, family, office, you know, just anything, you know. But as long as you know you have that peace on the inside, that's last, so you'll be all right. I feel like that is a good way to be free, because then when you have that complete peace, you will never worry, and you'll be able to make decisions knowing that, you know what, it's me and God, you know, it is me and God. So that actually is that's a very good definition. The person was like, oh, it's cliche and all that stuff. I'm like, yeah, it's cliche, but it's so true. But it's so hard to get to that point when, like, you don't worry. Like, when you have an issue, you're like, okay, God, let's always sit down and sort it out, you know. And I would say all this peace and stuff, it comes from investing, spending time with God and everything. So I appreciate this answer so much. You know, so So the thing is, I didn't want it to be like fully religious, because I could have also gone that route. I could be fully religious about God and all that stuff. I didn't. So I like the fact that I only got, like, I think this is the only one I got that was like, you know, religious, quote unquote, or spiritual, whatever, you know. And the rest were like more practical, you know, because I feel like both are important. I feel like this is very important. As I'm thinking about it now, it's really hitting me. Like, it's really important to realize that your freedom, you cannot achieve your freedom by yourself. Okay, so I just have a couple more to go. So let me just read you this one. And when I say couple, I can't believe it's two or three, shall. But okay. So this person says, for me, it's when I have no major worries. Like, I can rest knowing I don't have anything major pressing me down. I'm like, wow, that's deep. You're free when you can rest. Like, when you can't sleep and there are no major worries. Like, there's nothing that is keeping you up at night. And I'm like, I felt that. I actually really felt that. That is so deep. Like, okay, as of right now, yes, I actually sleep really well. Like, thank God. I sleep like a baby. I don't really, you know, probably the bed. This bed is just something else. Like, I mean, I like a firm mattress. So, like, when I get a firm mattress, it's just, it's the best, really. For me, it's the best. I don't, like, there's something I really enjoy. It is having a firm mattress, you know. So there's that. But besides the whole firm mattress thing, like, you know, even if you sleep well, sometimes before you sleep you'll be having all these thoughts in your head, right? In terms of like, okay, you have to think, oh, this, and it's not always like, oh, planning your life. It's like, oh, this thing's weighing me down, you know. For example, or uncertainty about the future, you know, where you don't have enough finances, you know, those kind of things, they really like weigh you down and they really stress you out, because you're like, okay, where do I go from here? And just trying to figure out how to get yourself out of the hole. Which brings me back to that one where the person said something about, you know, then you're hungry and you need to take action. Yep, you get hungry and you have to take action. And it's true, it's like, and you're hungry, man. And you're hungry, you're not free. My God, when you're hungry, you're really not free. So, you know, that's, I feel that. I felt that, and I'm like, yeah, gosh, and I have no real worries. Like, I still have so many worries. You know, this obviously worrying doesn't add anything to your life and all that good stuff. And I try my best not to really worry. Like, when I start worrying, I'm just like, okay, I'm worrying about this thing. Okay, I think of two things. First of all, I think of, okay, what can I do in the moment? If there's nothing I can do. For example, if it's worrying about how somebody else is going to react to something I've already done, there's really nothing I can do. Yes, I can freak out and cry and do everything, which I probably will, but at the end of the day, I know that that's not going to change anything. Then I usually also pray, I'm like, God, please, let this person not be that angry. I know that I messed up, God, please. And actually, usually, most times, it actually works. So, like, God knows that Mirabelle is a flower, and I just trample her and she's gone. I'm like, God, please, I beg, like, please. You know, because some days where I'm like, I'm really not in the mood, I don't worry about it to just do any rubbish, you know. People seem to, I don't know, that day, the day seems to go okay. It's like, okay. Sometimes when I'm done and I have those days, some people just like to act, move mad. I'm like, okay, you did not get the memo. All right. You know, and then, but I mean, by the grace of God, I still try not to treat everybody's mess up to that level. Sha. Okay, there's another one. This person says, being free is when you do anything at your own will without pressure from no one. Says they're not free, and then says, I'll know I'm really free when I can take every decision I want, you know. Right, this is your willpower, you know. God give everybody willpower, and it seems like some men have decided to take away other people's willpower. You know, everybody's supposed to have free will, not willpower, sorry, free will. Everybody must have free will to like do what they want, right? God gave everybody free will, so like he doesn't force you to choose him. I mean, he makes your life. He arranges conditions in a way that you have no choice sometimes, but like in the grand scheme of things, you know, you still have free will. Like, if you say you want to be able, like, you know, despite that you don't believe in God or whatever, he doesn't come and strike you dead immediately. Like, you still get to live your life and stuff. So yeah, that's you know, God gave me free will, like, do whatever I want to do. Even though I was Christian, that, you know, all Christians sin, just FYI. So if I say Christians that sin, I'm talking about everybody, you know. The ones that preach don't do sin, but they do something else. The ones that preach don't fornicate, but they are serial liars. The ones that, you know, say don't steal, but they are lazy, you know. Just different things, sir. Or they drink to stupor, or they overeat. Everything joined. So, you know, that's it really. All Christians sin. So I'm not putting anyone in a higher pedestal than other people. I'm saying that all Christians sin and everything. I'm going to give everybody free will, so like, you do whatever he wants to do at the end of the day. You either apologize, repent, or you just continue sinning, and that's it really. It's not like there's not much he can do. God can do a lot of things. Obviously, God just chooses not to destroy your life because you didn't obey him. So I really feel like human beings have taken away other people's free will, and I don't think that's right. Sorry, I don't think. I know it's not right. It's also not fair to the person whose free will was taken away, because the person may not even... The person really doesn't know why it happened. You know, there's already a backstory, and it's like, oh, okay, this is what happened, blah, blah, blah. And while that helps with understanding, it does not explain away certain things. You know, there's certain behaviors that, no matter what the history is, it does not excuse it, you know. Like, I understand, but like, nah, still be better. You know what I mean? Just be better. I don't know what to say really. I wish people just hear that and just like, yep, I'll be better now. And I really wish, you know, I wish I'd be like, my bro, be better, do better, and suddenly I'll just be like amazing, like, oh my gosh, they said I should be better, and I'll just suddenly be better, you know. Catch that. Anyways, so the last one before I say my own piece, the person said, I don't think we're truly free in the spiritual sense. We're not free because we have to submit to God. Deep. In the worldly sense, we have to submit to our work, the laws, our parents, our spouses. Very deep. Like, I was like, whoa, like we're not even free because we have to submit to God. Because yes, our will is free, like we have free will, but now we have to now submit that free will to God's will for our lives, which is like, whoa, you're not free at all. Because like, you're free because like I set you free, but like the freedom I set you free to is the freedom to serve me, you know what I mean? Like, you're free, but you're free to do what I want you to do. You're not free, you know? Like, technically you're free, but like really you're not really free, if that makes sense. I don't know how to improve that, like really, I don't know, just open your mind. So I was like, actually when I read it again, I was like, this is so true. Like, it even, I was like, nah, I agree. What? Yes, you know. In the worldly sense, we have someone to submit to. You know, the Bible does say submit one to another, so we're always submitting to somebody, you know. And it's true, because we cannot really, you know, exercise our free will all the time. Sometimes you just, you know, because free will just means doing what you want to do, and sometimes what you want to do is not the right thing. And if you're someone that's concerned with doing the right thing, then sometimes when someone deserves, or when you believe someone deserves a smack, you choose the path of peace and you walk away. You know, so that's not always an easy decision to make. However, it is the path of most resistance, but the most peaceful path. You know, we don't always act just because we feel, you know, if... You know, how I say now, like, okay, yes, a lot of times me bossing, but all these things I agree with. But when it comes to crying, I don't say that I should not be crying on the streets and just crying everywhere or everything once again, but I just believe that the stigma around crying should be just removed. I don't believe that crying is a big deal, in that it shouldn't be like, oh, it means like you're weak or something. I just feel like crying is like expressing an emotion. When you express anger or you express happiness, it doesn't make you weak. So why are you crying? You know, weakness. Because crying can also be, you know, tears of joy, tears of sadness, tears of anxiety, stress, like stress relief. And for me, I cry for a variety of reasons. All the reasons I mentioned, there are reasons I cry. it's not like, oh, every time she's crying, she's sad. You know, some people are like, oh, don't cry, I don't want to see you cry. I'm like, no, the crying is not always a bad thing. It can be a good thing, relieving my stress. I'm so stressed, or the tension of the past few months has built up, I have to cry it out. Like, seriously, let me cry. Let me cry. You know, but people, I like have to keep explaining this to people over and over again. I have some friends that have just accepted me from the, like, when my friend, when she sees me cry, she just holds me. She's like, oh dear, dear, you know, she holds me, she says sorry, everything. She knows that it's not a big deal, that in the next 5 minutes I'll be laughing, that, you know, it's just something that used to happen, you know. But yeah, the point of this is, yeah, why you have free will, you know, we all exercise restraint. Well, I'm gonna take that back and say again, most people exercise, actually, some people exercise restraint, you know, others don't. So, exercise restraint in that, you know, even when it comes to drinking, you know, people like, they know their limits. Stop after one glass, stop after two glasses, stop after three glasses, depends on your tolerance level, you know. And sleeping, everybody loves their sleep. Most people love sleeping, but it's 8 hours, 9 hours, you stop, you wake up, you know, God wakes you up, and then you get up, open your eyes, get up from the bed, and start your day, you know, stuff like that, you know. Your parent annoys you, and you just want to lash out, but you just remember, you respect yourself, and you shut up, you hold it inside, you know. That's it, things like that, you know. You see a whole cake, you want to eat it all, but you stop after, like, half. I'm kidding. To like 3/4, yeah, it's tough. Just different things, you know. Sometimes you don't feel like going, like that person said, you know, you don't feel like going to work, but you know, you go to work. You know, it's not everything that's based on feelings. You know, if you live your life based on feelings, what a life that will be, indeed. So now I'm gonna just conclude by saying, answering the question myself, and just for the purposes of reminding everyone what the questions are. What is the definition of being truly free? How do you know when you're really free, and are you free? So my definition of being truly free is being able to make my own decisions without anyone's input, like just being able to live my life without anyone's input affecting it, in terms of no one's input affecting my decision making in a way that I feel trapped by. If that makes sense, it's like you're not telling me what to do, you're giving me advice, you know. And then if I don't take it, there is no repercussion, you're not coming at my head for not taking it, you know. I'm living my life like, you know, that even if I tell this girl something, she knows, she's like, I don't remember now, she's very stubborn, she's not listening. You know me like that. The stubborn girl doesn't listen, and you accepted me like that, and you just said, okay, I'm just telling you, Mira, but I know that you don't, I know that you like to do things the way you like. That's it. That's when I feel free, when I know that people know that you don't come at me. You come at me correctly, if not, you don't come at all. Period. I like that, you know. So, how do I know when I'm truly free? I know when I'm truly free. When that happens, literally, when I am free to make my decisions, no one is telling me what to do. No one is like, oh, my God, go here, my God, do this, do that. And you're like, oh, my God, do you have time? Are you able to? When people are asking me things, they're telling me what to do, realizing that, hello, I'm my own person and I can make my own decisions. And am I free? God, no, I'm so far from free. I just realized that, seriously, I was going to write about it, but I don't know, the writer's block has been hooking me. So, bird in a gilded cage, that's how I feel, like a bird in a gilded cage, you know. You come in like, oh my gosh, oh, your cage is so nice, oh my God, all these diamonds, it's so bedazzled and all these things, but the bird is still in the cage, you know. And the bird wants to fly, but the bird is in the cage. And you know the thing about this, I think they've done some experiments in which, like, a bird is in a cage, and when they put the bird in the cage for a while, and when they unlock the cage, the bird doesn't fly out of the cage. The bird is used to being in the cage. So even when the door is open, the bird still does not go, because in its head, I'm still in, like, it's still trapped in its head. obviously that's not gonna happen to me. Like, as soon as that door open, I'm flying out. But yes, bird in a gilded cage, look it up, it's real. It's a syndrome. I think I've diagnosed that as a syndrome. Yeah, but I'm not free. Like, I'm not free to make my own decisions. You know, I'm still dependent on my parents and whatnot, and dependent on family members. So I'm definitely not free. I love people to have input in my life, and for better or worse, that's what it is for now. I am free mentally. Not 100%, also, like, I'm gonna say mostly free mentally, in that, you know, I get to think about my life, I get to see the big picture of my life, what my life can be. I've not narrowed myself down to any, I've not limited myself in any way, like, oh, I cannot do this or whatever. The thing that I cannot do, because I don't want to do it, it just requires too much work, and it's for you, it's just not worth it. So, like, I cannot do it, it's just sticking like that. It's like, I would do it, is what I'm trying to say, but like, I cannot do it, you know. Same difference. So that's the only place that I feel like I am kind of free, because I mean, nobody controls my thoughts. I'm the one that decides what will be my thoughts and what won't, in the conscious, in the subconscious, no. But when I realize that what the thoughts in subconscious are not agreeing to my conscious thoughts, then, you know, we start having conversations. We are amongst ourselves, we work towards having a common consensus, you know. So yeah, that's it. So thanks for listening, and this is the end of the episode. So now I want to hear from other people that I haven't heard from, and let me know if you're free, how you know you're free, and what your definition of freedom is. Thank you very much, and bye. And I'm going to play a song. It's Freedom by George Michael. I don't know if you think I'm too young to know George Michael, if you know George Michael, but anyways, I'm not gonna sing the song for you, so I'm just gonna put a snippet at the end of this episode, and then so people with Anchor, who are listening to this podcast on Anchor, can listen to it. For the rest of you, the song is called Freedom. It's by George Michael. Check it out and enjoy. Have a nice rest of the week/weekend, and see ya. Bye.